Truth. Do you believe in truth? Are you a ominous spiritual seeker? Do you feel there's truth in many thoughts and practices around the world? That somehow truth has been distorted against humanity? Well, I am an ordained esoteric interfaith minister with a doctor of divinity. I have a true ominous viewpoint, a pagan heart, and I work to help people transition out of the mainstream corporate religions and into true spirituality, understanding spirit, understanding life, and understanding the divinity within ourselves. Stay tuned. Welcome, everyone. I am Richard Ravenbrook, and of course, this is The Pagan Preacher. Coming at you today, we've got a lot going on out here in the United States, don't we? We've got protests in all the colleges and universities. We've got police. We've got National Guard doing things to students that you would have never thought would ever happen, even though we know they have happened in the past, such as Kent University. But right now, what's going on is an awakening. An awakening of the people. An awakening that we realize that government is not always on our side. That the people that we see as leaders have been lying to us for years. That we see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears the genocide, the murder of innocent blood, babies, children that are not even of age, not even to be able to recognize what they even die for. This isn't war. This is an ethnic cleansing, a genocide. Because they want the resources under that land. They want the land and they want total power over a land that they claim is theirs. That Israel claims is theirs. You know, no matter what the past, I keep hearing all about October 7th. Hear about it all the time. Because that's the excuses for what's going on. But you know, revenge and genocide are completely different. And what we have gone into now isn't just a payback for what happened. But now it's become murder. And what most people don't realize is October 7th wasn't just a thing that someone just decided they wanted to do. It was a retaliation. But in order to be a retaliation, what must happen? Right, they had to be attacked first. We all know that the United States, or at least we should know. Many people know that I am ex-military, and I know many other people that are ex-military. And we know what goes on overseas, and we know what goes on in the political scheme, especially when you have friends that are in politics, high in politics, that we know that many times we do things in foreign countries that the media doesn't even know about. The press is never even spoken about. We do things to people overseas, and we call this war. And then when these people turn around and do it back to us, we call it terrorism. Today our students are battling to end this genocide of innocent people. People to say, oh, they're not innocent, that's Hamas. But we realize that not everyone is. That's a select group of extremist people that are fighting back to get back something that they had and that they want back in return. And they have a right to want it in return. And when we look at the past and we see the things that have been done to these people in the name of God, it makes me sick. And it should disgust you for anybody that believes in divinity and believes in a higher source and a creator, to believe that a creator would create us all and then tell someone else to wipe them out. Why create them in the first place if you were just going to destroy them? Especially if you're an all-knowing God. We have an issue here. There's a problem. But people don't want to talk about it. Oh, we can't question that. We can't question the church. We can't question Christianity. And we most definitely can't question Israel. We all do realize that Israel wasn't even a thing until 1948, correct? There was no state of Israel. Britain, England had something to do with that. Look into it. But regardless, nobody owns land. We all were put here on this earth together. We all had our original cultures, our original lands, and people go and, you know, we've immigrated all over the world. And that's done a lot of harm. People that want to choose to colonize and settle in places that aren't theirs. But then the problem is, when they get there, they don't want to live according to that culture. They want to change that culture, alter that culture to fit what they left, which absolutely makes no sense. We live in a world today that can't find peace because everybody wants what they want for themselves. So much greed, so much selfishness, so much arrogance. My religion's right and your religion's wrong. My religion says that you're going to face eternal torture. My religion says that I can't live around you. This is 2024. And we still live like it was 6,000 years ago. In a moral standpoint, we have so much more. We drive fancy cars and fly fancy airplanes and go to space and everything else, but yet we can't even become intelligent and wise enough to understand true divinity, understand the balance of life, and understand that all life is important. We got to understand that no God hasn't told us, not the real God, not our real creator. I'm not talking about these forces. I'm going to put that word forces that want to imitate gods, that want to claim to be gods, that are no more gods. Then I don't even want to go there. You understand what I'm saying? At least I hope you do. And if you don't, you will. The time is coming. A time for an awakening, time for understanding, a time for things to be shown in the light. That what most people thought were the truth was the truth. Absolutely was a lie. That they have stretched it, altered it, changed it, and have deceived the people in order to control them. They have pretended to give people the truth, and the people have settled for what they received, only receiving 5% of what the truth was, never receiving the total blessing that they could have received from full understanding and full enlightenment. But they accepted just sitting in a pew and listening to the words of a few disciples, never knowing what the man they call Jesus did for the other 30 years of his life. Never looking into other practices and faiths. Never looking into different mentors and teachers and philosophers, because they were afraid to go outside of those 66 books that a man-made council put together for the purpose of control. But the kids are waking up. These students are waking up all over the country. They're fighting back. and they shouldn't be fighting alone. We should be there fighting right alongside them. And if our government decides to bring out the police and bring out the National Guard, then please stand with them. We have militias out there all over the place. You say you honor the Constitution and our rights. Well, the rights for peaceful protest are the rights of American citizens. And those rights are being trampled on by our government. If you need to, shield them. And if you need to do whatever it is that you need to do, by God, do it. I'm not telling you to be violent, but I'm telling you to give equal resistance to the opposition. They push forward, you push forward. But as long as you accept a peaceful protest for what it is, let peace reign everywhere. But may we protect those students. May we protect everyone that speaks out for humanity, that speaks out for the rights of each and every American, that we have the right to protest, that we have the right to say what's on our mind, even if it offends someone. And when it's the truth, people should listen, even if it hurts. If you're going to tell me that it is acceptable to murder children in order to get one or two bad guys, let me put an example to you. Would it be acceptable if, during a mass shooting of a school here in the United States, what would happen if they decided to level the entire school with all the kids just to make sure they got the shooter? You would say, well, that would be totally unacceptable. And you're right, that would be totally unacceptable. But that's exactly what Israel's been doing. They want to claim that Hamas has been hiding in schools and in hospitals. So they killed each and every person there, doctors, patients, children, killed everyone to try to get to that one or two bad guys. Was that acceptable? Or is that only acceptable if you're Palestinian? Is it only acceptable because you're afraid to say something against... You know, you're not really even saying anything against Israel. You're saying something against the current leaders of Israel. You know, you can stand for a country or a state for what it should be. But we got to open our eyes and see what it is right now. It's not a Jewish land. These are Zionists, people from other countries that have come there, or went there, and are trying to destroy, murder, and kill in the name of something that they have no right to even claim. The Jewish people, you hear it all the time. You can see it all over social media. You won't see it on TV because they won't put it there. But most of the Jewish people will tell you that they have lived side by side with Palestinian people for years without issue. And it would not be in the Jewish religion to be murdering these people as Israel is doing. It's not in their belief. People just don't want to open their eyes and realize. All we want to do is listen to what the media has told us. Well, these people are terrorists. And does that make any real sense to you? Because what makes a person a terrorist? What makes a people a terrorist people? Why would anybody just go out and seek to destroy and kill someone for no reason? Everyone has a reason. You know, our people, we've been going to foreign countries for years, dictating and controlling them, killing them, Did you know in the last 20 years alone, the United States has dropped over 375,000 bombs or missiles on foreign countries? All in the name of banking, currency, resources, and property. But we don't hear that. We don't see that. All we hear is what the media tells us. And I'm here to tell you that most of the media, and it's not conspiracy, but the fake media is fake. They tell you what they're allowed to tell you. They tell you what they are paid to tell you. Propaganda to keep you under control. Terrorists become terrorists because they've been terrified. We go over there and we murder children in their sleep. And then when their parents become enraged, we call them terrorists. When their parents or their parents of their parents want retaliation for what we did, we call them terrorists. When any of them come onto U.S. soil and do to us what we did to them, we call them terrorists. But everything else is just war and just collateral damage in war. Have we all gone so hard, so desensitized that we don't even understand the truth, that we can't even find our own humanity within our own hearts? That people, children, innocent minds, innocent hearts, dying for something that they have no reason, no understanding. I watched the other day as a little boy was trying to talk, and this is a Palestinian little boy, and how he was trying to explain how a bomb was dropped on his house and how the rest of his family was killed in the blast because the home was buried on top of his family. And he was trying to explain this to the news reporter in tears, not even 10 years old, trying to explain how his family was killed by a bomb that the United States of America furnished to Israel. We are not just talking about people being silent in a genocide, but the United States is actively taking part in this genocide. These protests are for that reason. Our own rights, our own Constitution give us the right. When our government becomes a danger to itself and to its people, that we have the right to abolish such government and reinstitute new government. It is our right as Americans to remove the politicians that oppose humanity, that oppose peace. And don't get me wrong, I understand national security issues, that there are people out there, bad people, that would seek to harm people. We understand that. But this goes way, way, way deeper. All people deserve love. All people deserve the basic necessities of life. I don't care if you're an American or what race or culture you come from. You have the same rights that my Creator gave me. You also hold. We have done so much damage to our world and to our own humanity because we've put things like religion and property and resources ahead of so much. This is my land, and this is my land, and none of us own the land. We all die. We all perish and turn into dust. Nobody owns earth. You want to say that, well, God said those are the chosen people. and God was giving them that land and nobody would take it away. But do we realize that's a man-written Hebrew book by an unknown author? We don't even know who wrote the book that spoke of that. No one knows. They assume it's probably Moses. But nobody knows for sure. It's unknown. And how is it that a Hebrew book written by a supposed Hebrew author speaks positive about a Hebrew nation? And that's God. In today's world, they would say that would be extremely biased, pompous, and arrogant. Some would say that was just a moment of reassuring the author, reassuring himself that this was going to happen, that God was going to give the people this. But it wasn't meant as people are taking it today. You know, we go, and sometimes it just, you lose the words to actually say, because this goes so deep, so spiritual, so, and I think people have lost so much spirituality that they've lost touch with humanity. You can't, all they associate with is, well, are you a Christian? Are you this? Are you that? Where do you work? What do you do for a living? Rather than trying to understand the person that you are within. What internal gifts that you have by the Creator. People don't even care. We have grown hard and cold. Focus more on believing whatever the people tell us. The people that are supposed to be leaders and mentors. People just sit back and they listen to their pastors, their preachers, and their teachers, their gurus, and they don't even question. And every religion, every spirituality, the art of questioning is always there. Always question everything. Seek with your heart everything. Because you cannot be spiritual without getting in touch with spirit. And spirit is within you. You have to look within to find all the answers without. And it's so sad when I see so much pain and suffering going on. And yet I still see so many people encouraging people to support the oppressors, to support the murderers, to support the slain of children. How and where have we gone as a nation that we can posit, that we can even remotely consider this as acceptable? And then when our own children begin to protest because they're smarter than we are sometimes, or they're wiser than we are, that they have more courage than we have, that we want to send our own military to stop them, to quench their voice. Well, anybody out there that's hearing my voice, I applaud you for what you're doing. For those protesting, I applaud those that are protecting those protesters. I wish I could be out there with you. I wish I could be speaking out there with you, but I speak as I can, where I can, and when I can. Regardless of this situation, we can't stop. We can't stop working to free Palestine, because this no longer is just for a ceasefire. This is free Palestine. And then to free all the people of this world. And if we have to work to abolish our governments, then so be it. And if you tell me that if I go against the Creator by doing what I'm doing and saying what I'm saying, then so be it. because I don't believe that. I don't believe the real Creator would do such things. Your book, your religion, is a religion of division and hate. A division of a book of judgment, ridicule, and condemnation. It's a book of murder, slander. For anybody that's truly ever read that book, has to see it. It's not just me. People are waking up everywhere. Wake up and understand that the real Creator is not there. Now, there are some things within Scripture that are positive, but just only enough to try to smooth out all the horrible and bad things. You know, it's just like everything. You have to take everything with a teaspoon of, you know, just a measure for everything. I hope that makes sense. Just like with every religion. You know, I've found that truth was in many religions, many practices, many faiths, many different spiritual journeys. You'll find truth in and on. Not just one. But most of these problems we have in this earth are those people that feel that there is only one spiritual thought, one spiritual path, and that nothing else is acceptable, and that you have to end everybody that disagrees with you. I disagree. And I oppose that thought. And I oppose anything or anyone that tries to push that thought. Consider what I've said. Free Palestine. End this genocide. Give Palestine their place. End the pain and suffering of our students. Allow them to voice their thoughts, their emotions, their feelings. These are the future leaders of this country. And every time you're running out there and you're quenching them and you're sending the military after them, remember that one day they will be your leaders. And they will remember what you did to them and what you did against freedom. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Pagan Preacher Podcast at the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Please subscribe. You can find us on almost every platform online. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Help us get the word out. We're here to help those seeking a deeper enlightenment and a much stronger spiritual connection to their Creator. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be.